Are you ready?
I am.
Go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like go.
Oh, man, gulp. All right. Whew. Sorry there, folks. Just had to get some weights lifted real fast. I've been on a routine, you know, gotta keep a schedule. Otherwise, the body immediately starts to atrophy, fade away. The skin starts dripping off my skin, and I find it in my pockets. And then I put my hands in my pockets, and it's a little squishy. Fugazi, famously, was on a steady diet of nothing. Bucci's on a steady diet of 30-pound kettlebells and squats. Fugazi was in on the kill taker. Bucci is in the gym, killing it, and taking towels.
Is that a Bucci adage?
No. Things are gonna be different around here, I tell you. I get a lot of guff from people around here. Mona specifically, she's always bullying me, and you know, it's gonna be different. I'm gonna stand up for myself. I don't know why I'm laughing. Gotta go back to my roots, which my roots are being a tough mother lover. That's right. Bucci comes from the concrete. 5 Reebok shirts, 5 pairs of shorts, 165 bucket hats, jar of peanut butter. I'm set for the year. And then also these weights. Let me just lift a couple more weights. And anyway, that's not what I... my breathing. I don't know why I was doing some breathing there while talking. It seemed weird. Anyway, glad to be back. I was away last week, last Friday. I was, it's none of your business where I was.
Bucci, adage.
Let me crack a can of Whiteout. Organic Whiteout. It's not poisonous. It's made by this company called Culture, and they just take paper and inject it with like a lime juice, and that's it. And then they kind of becomes this whiteout substance. And I tell you, I kind of need. I've made so many mistakes in my life. I could use some of it to get erased and then written over. And what do you write over the whiteout? Why, it's Bucci.
Bucci.
Anyway, what my weights in my arms and forearms and triceps and quads are not what I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about something else. So, if there's one thing about Bucci is he's handy. He's a handy guy. Whether it be, you know, plumbing or replacing a shower head, fixing an umbrella that's gotten turned inside out, I can do that. Just removing a light switch cover and painting a nice beach scene on it and then screwing it back into the wall. So you're like, oh, that's nice. Turned a bland white light switch cover into something that's, that perks you up. So anyway, you need it fixed, ask Bucci. Or if Bucci's not available, ask Mrs. Bucci, who can give you a number to call. And I like it. I like rolling up my sleeves, and if I don't have sleeves, just rolling up some of that loose skin that I have. Since I've been weightlifting, I just roll that all the way up to the shoulder and really getting in there, getting greasy.
Greasy. Oh, Bucci. Oh, Bucci. Oh.
So, yeah, fix it. Mr. Fix It. And this week has been Fix It Week. At the Bucci condo, the wife, my yearly wife, has, and I have been fixing stuff up, all sorts of stuff. The main project, the main one that I've been wanting to do for a while, is I've always really wanted a long dinner table, like a rich person. Like when you're watching Coward's End, or Remains of the Day, or Citizen Kane, and they're sitting at everyone's eating at a long table. That's what I wanted. Love a long table. In fact, the only problem with
the Florida project
is that no one eats at a really long table. But you can't. I mean, other than that, it's a dime in that movie. But anyway, I wanted this long table. I want me and Mrs. Bucci to sit on either end of the table, silently eating, just the tink of a fork on a plate being the only sound. And then we say, well, how was your day? Pretty good. Yeah, how is the Samsung account? I don't want to talk about it. And so this week, finally, I built this table. I did it. I built this table. I wanted it, and I built it. Easy money. That is a terrible drop. I wanted pine, but it was too expensive, so I bought cedar. I sprayed it with like pine scented Febreze, and it works. It's like you walk into my house, you're like, whoa, look at that, and then you'd probably curse. Table, it's probably made of, and then you curse again. Pine, and I'd be like, that's right.
Trust, Bucci.
So to celebrate this long table, I needed to fill it with people. And after about a day of calling, I managed to grab my friend Steve. He came over and to have dinner with us. And it was very nice. We're having dinner.
Lamb.
And my wife and I are talking. Steve's listening to a podcast. And Steve, he put his glass of wine directly down on the table. Directly on the table. Right on the table. Glass on table action. I said, Steve.
Bucci.
Put a coaster under that, man. Come on. He's like, sorry. But by that time, it was too late. There was a big red circle. And I scrubbed that thing all night long till my fingers were raw. And I had chewed through like 50 toothpicks. I chewed toothpicks to calm down. That's something my therapist suggested. But I used cleaning spray. I used vinegar. Vaseline's supposed to work. I used like 2-3 different kinds of Vaselines. Nothing worked. So at the end, I had to cut it out. I just got a sawzall and cut it out. I thought everybody knew about coasters. Can't go to a wedding without getting a coaster. You can't retire after 60 years without getting a coaster. You don't have a coaster. Just use a magazine. Use a Ziploc bag. I don't know. Use anything. Anything could be a coaster in a pinch.
Bucci.
That, see?
Adage.
That's like top 5 Bucci adages. So Steve had no excuse, though. That didn't stop him from excusing himself. And also, I have a ton of these things. People who follow and then unfollow Bucci on Instagram, Bucci Nights, know that Bucci has an assortment of coasters. Or technically, the collective noun for coasters is a flamboyance. I have a flamboyance of coasters. Just ignore that. But I have a lot. I have regular. I have cork ones, which are good. They absorb the condensation. Wood ones, like a hardwood. I have a vintage, like kind of a porcelain, vintage blue onion set. You know, the blue onion kind of pattern where it's like blue and
trust Bucci.
It's a beautiful pat. I have another set from Louis Vuitton. Unfortunately, it's not Louis Vuitton. It's another guy, Louis Vuitton. But they're still nice. So after this incident with Steve and my brand friggin' new table, I needed to calm down. So I did what I usually do, is I started, rifling through my box of coasters. You know, not kissing them like my wife says. Like I mumble and kiss over my post. I wasn't kissing them. I was just whispering secrets into them, which is different. And I thought, I was thinking about the issue, and I was thinking, like, I thought, Bucci, apparently there are people out there who, for one reason or another, either don't use these things. Don't want to use a drink coaster. And they're just drinking over the sink, I guess. Or they're, so tonight, I want to change that. So what we're going to tonight, I'm going to give you the chance to put your drink of choice down on Bucci's coaster.
Put your drink down on Bucci's coasters.
You have a drink, you have one, in your hand for weeks and weeks. Call up and put it down on, I have all these, listen to me, I have all these coasters here. Well, the sound of coaster doesn't really translate to the radio, but I have them, all right? So I want you to call up, take your drink, put it down on my coaster, and I have all different kinds. You can pick a different, you can pick one that you want. You can, or I can pick one for you. You have a glass full of liquid? Yes, you do. Do you have a table or a counter, a kitchen island made of soft, porous wood? Again, yes, you do. I've seen it. Then call Bucci on this topic.
Put your drink down on Bucci's coast.
I hope this is, I really hope this isn't one of these topics that doesn't resonate with people, too. Because every week I get an email from someone who says, oh, Bucci, I love you very, 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 very much. But last week's topic didn't really, I felt like it didn't have anything to do with my life. And so I didn't call in. And so let me tell you, this one resonates, okay? It resonates. It resonates. Everybody can relate to this.
Bucci, promise.
And if you want, you have a rare coaster you want to show me, I'd like to see it too. Like I said, I'm a collector. So, if you're walking around the house, afraid to put down a glass, you know, call me. The world is so heavy and so awful, you don't need one more burden. Right? The answer is yes. Yes, you don't need one more burden, which is an awkward sentence, but you're an awkward person. So anyway, that's after the break. Call up, babe, and put your drink down with your red right hand. It's Nell Smith, Red Right Hand, only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Put your drink down on Bucci's coaster.
Don't forget to...
Nope.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music. Music.
Oh, Bucci. That was Nell Smith with the Flaming Lips backing her up from the album Where the Viaduct Looms, which is an album of covers. She covers Nick Cave album, which is called something. I can't remember the name of the album. Nell Smith died tragically, very talented. Young person, and that album is very good. Check it out. So we're back. The topic is put your drink down on Bucci's coaster.
Put your drink down on Bucci's coasters.
That's right. This is not a euphemism either. This is not theoretical. It's just not. Turn, go down, bed music. I'm going to put a coaster on you. Caller Igabuchi. Oh, no you don't. Hello, caller Igabuchi.
I don't have Gucci?
No, you do. Hi, how are you?
Oh. Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm really fine. Hero, do you have a drink? Do you have a drink that you're looking for a surface for?
Yeah, I have a drink.
Okay, what's the drink?
Kombucha, it's elderberry and juniper.
Oh, you mean like kombuchi, right? What? So great. And how wide is the thing? Do you, because I have a bunch here, but I just need to know how big it is.
About 2 inches diameter.
Oh, interesting. All right. I have one. It's very nice. It's got a rose engraved on it. I have one from the Met, the museum, the Met, and it's, you know, it's Water Lilies by Matisse. Pretty sure he did that. Maybe it's Monet. And then I have another one with a bird on it. I have all sorts of kinds. What kind do you want me to, what kind of coaster do you want to put your drink down on? It's not a trick question.
A bird.
A bird. Okay, great. All right. All right, go ahead. Great. Oh, man, look at that. It fits perfectly well.
Oh, I fit perfectly. On you.
All right, well, you know what? That thing is sitting very nicely on this very beautiful bird coaster, and I can see it's leaking condensation, and that thing is going nowhere.
Yeah, I can see it.
Good job. Good job, man. The drink is now mine, unfortunately. All right, buddy. See you later. All right, 201-209-9368. We're putting drinks down on coasters. I know. That sounds like a bad topic, but it is a good topic because everyone's walking around with a wet old drink. Is that a Bucci adage? No. And we need to rest your old bones on Bucci's coaster. Call you go Bucci. Hello? You have Bucci.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Owen.
Hey, Owen. Owen or Owing?
Zoe.
Oh, Zoe. Sorry, man. Hi, Zoe. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. What kind of drink do you have?
Really resonated with me.
Good. Why? Why did it resonate with you? Because people are in the chat are asking why this is.
I've been asked to use coasters in the past and never understood.
You never understood why?
Never understood it. Yeah, why?
Right.
Yeah.
But you understand now, right? I mean, you kind of have been listening, and you understand the damage that it can be done.
Yeah, one of the benefits of just owning not nice stuff is that you don't have to.
Oh, sure, sure. If you just have a bunch of Tonka playset furniture, then yeah, it doesn't matter. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. This topic is for rich people. So rich people who can afford like a very beautiful table or a mid-century modern like coffee thing or any, you know. So I'm sorry, but yeah, this is only for the rich.
Okay.
Right. So what's your? But I'll let it pass this time. So what do you have in your hand? What kind of drink do you have?
It's
because I need to know.
5.5 ounce aluminum can of spicy hot V8.
Okay, spicy hot V8.
Yeah.
But the drink itself isn't hot, right? It's cold.
Yeah, it's lukewarm. It's slightly chilled still.
Man, is that what you get your kicks on a Friday night? You're drinking that.
Well, so far, yeah. That's
okay. It. All right, let me see. Let's see if I have a perfect one for you. I have one. Oh, I got a nice one. It's a nice marble one. I tore it. It's actually a flagstone that I tore out of a street in Florence, Italy. And I tore it out and I put it and I smuggled it. I'm not going to tell you where I smuggled it, but I smuggled it and now I have it. And this is going to be a luxury bed for your disgusting drink. All right. All right. Give it to me and put it on my coaster, please. Literally.
Put it down. All right.
Perfect. It fits like a glove. It's almost like they're in love. My coaster and your V8.
Ah. Oh.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so I'm gonna. This is mine now. So I'm gonna pour this right down the toilet. But thank you very much, Zoe. I appreciate the call. 201-209-9368. We're putting drinks down on coasters. You have to. Do this. Just, you know, this is, we live in a civilization, and the civilization that I live in, I don't want to have all these weird discolored rings all over my stuff. I almost cursed. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Bucci.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit annoyed.
Okay.
This is your mother-in-law.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Not
it's
good.
My mother-in-law. You're not good. Well,
not good at all. I am sure I gave you a coaster once for Christmas.
Chris, I have so many. Which do you remember what it was?
I don't know. Is it one that you're giving away?
But I'm not giving these away. I'm sorry. I'm not giving them away. I'm keeping the coaster, but people are giving me drinks.
Okay.
So I would never give away something that you gave me, Chris.
You're sure? Because that's not what I heard.
No, I would never. I keep everything that you give me, and I have a shelf of all the things that you've given me, Chris.
You do? Like what about that cooking, the thing that I had for the bottle of wine? That
yeah,
I
you gave me a nice metal chef that holds a bottle of wine, and I keep it. Yeah, I keep a bottle of wine, and I hang my remote control on the side of it, too, because it's got a little
hook. Oh, good.
Okay. So okay. I would never do that. How's everything going just generally? Doing all right?
Everything is good. Everything's good. I'm out here in the country and just taking care of my dogs, and everything's good out here. When are you going to come visit my new puppy?
Oh, I heard you have, I've met your puppy. What's the name of that dog?
Molly.
Molly, right, of course.
Yeah.
She
grew a lot. She grew a lot.
Well, we're going to have to put a coaster under Molly. She's getting so big.
That's right.
All right, Chris. Thanks for calling.
All right, honey. I'm enjoying your show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay,
babe, bye.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo-che.
Just need to take another sip of white out here. So 201-209-9368. You're putting a drink or a mug or a bowl of friggin' chowder down. Don't put it on the table. Don't! Put it on the table. Put it under one of Bucci's custom handmade coasters.
Whoa. What are you doing? Put a coaster down. Please, I've told you several times. It took me a long time to make this table. I don't want a bunch of ring stains on it. Here, have this one. No, don't put it next to the drink. Put it under the drink. Do I have to explain how coasters work? No, don't put it on the floor. Why would you put it on the floor? No, don't put it in front of your eyes like you have coaster eyes. Put it on the... No! Don't put them on either side of your head like Mickey Mouse ears. No, what? You're going? What, you're mad? You're mad at me. Why? Because I don't want a coffee ring on my tone. Look, I don't have a tone. If I do have a tone, it's a concerned tone. I have a tone of concern. Okay, fine. Fine. No, you're right. I'm sorry. Can you just please, in the future, try to use a coaster? No!
I think that drops too long. I asked my uncle just to say a very brief thing, and he went off on a rant. I guess he and I have similar feelings about these things. About drink coasters. I really kind of feel like I've been saying coaster too much, but that's the kind of hell that I've created for myself. What other coasters? While we call, wait for the people to flood the phones, 201-209-9368. You have a drink, put a coaster on it for Pete's sake. I also have one. I have a little one that's about, it's so cute. It's like the shape of a quarter. You put a nice little cup of espresso down there. When you look at it, the aesthetics of it is just how one fits right into the other, and everything else is so untidy, and you have that little tidiness of a little drink fitting perfectly, one made for the other. You complete me, Jerry Maguire style. Caller Ego Bucci.
Hey, Booch, this is Dino.
Hey, Dino, how are you doing?
Great. I have a frosty can of triple berry seltzer.
Okay, triple berry. How big is the can? Is it like a Foster's?
Ounce.
It's not like a Foster's can, like a real big wide one.
No, it's a regular 12-ounce.
Regular can, and is it sweating? Is it sweating? Condensate?
Not sweating yet. It's been in the freezer, so it's still got a coat of ice on it.
Right,
it will be sweating.
But the minute you put that down, it's gonna start leaking. Oh, that's gonna be a big mess. So you definitely need a very very absorbent one.
Well, I was hoping you could put on one of those WFMU record coasters.
You know what? I have one of those record coasters. Have you seen these things?
Those are pretty sweet.
They're great. It's rubber, pure rubber, probably. Probably has some polyester in there, too. And it says, the drinks are on me, which is very funny. And then it says, always spinning, never coasting on the thing. You know, so it's...
Pretty swanky.
All right. You know what? Because you ask and because I have one, put your soon to be dribbling a can down on Bucci's coaster.
All right, let's
look at that. It fits. And you know what? The WFMU coaster also spins and rotates. So you can, you know, you get a real good look of the every side of that can while you're just sitting there watching Prison Break.
But beautiful. Thanks,
beauty. All right, bye.
Bye.
Didn't write that guy's name down. Got to write these names down. I forget almost immediately. All sorts of coasters in the world. I have one super rare. It's an aquarium coaster, which it sounds... people in the chat are going, what? That doesn't make any sense. And but it's thick. It's about, what is it? An inch thick. And it's full of water. And there's a little fish floating in it. And you put your drink down there. And you could, you know, it's totally protected. It's kind of ironic because it's full of water, but it's protected and it gets water. And then you get to sit there and watch it. And then, of course, the fish dies. And then you have a rotting little carcass of a fish floating in your living room at last. Caller Yagobuchi.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's this?
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, what was the topic again?
Wait, what's your name?
My name is Lewis Jason.
Hello, Lewis Jason. So what we're doing, I have an assortment of coasters, drink coasters, not the band The Coaster, though I do have a coaster that's shaped like the band The Coasters. And we're putting if you're calling up, you have a drink that's in danger of ruining an oak table or, some sort of end table. You can put it down on one of these beautiful coasters.
Right. What I do, obviously. What I use is excuse me, I'm old. I don't know what the hell I'm saying.
Man, I wish I could put him under a coaster and then put that coaster in the ground 6 feet deep.
All right. Nice job.
201-209-9368. We're putting drinks under coasters. No, coasters under drinks, or drinks on top of coasters, whichever you want. So we talked about, the last caller talked about the WFMU coaster, which is really nice. I think it was maybe from last year's marathon, which is coming up. Support Bucci. And then WFMU's own Michael Shelley did a set of coasters a couple years ago for his marathon premium. And I got some because... I just stole him from the office because I'm not supporting that guy, you know. I support him enough, you know, when he's like coming out, Bucci, give me $5. I'm like, yeah, all right, here you go. But so he has an assortment of these coasters, and they are nice. They're like a thick paper. But the only issue is when I put something on it, like a bowl of soup or whatever, what have you, it complains in Michael Shelley's voice. It says, you call this a bowl of soup? I have seen way better bowls of soup. This bowl of soup has terrible taste in music. And it just goes repeats and repeats. And I'm like, so finally I just I threw them out the window, called Yagobuchi. Hello? Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Michael.
Hey, Michael, how are you doing?
And Spencer.
Oh, hey, Spencer and Michael.
Hello?
Hey! How are you doing, guys? Michael and Spencer. Michael.
We have with four pink flowers on it and like a blue and green background.
Spencer, get closer. Spencer, I didn't hear the beginning of that sentence. What did you say?
We have a coaster with four pink flowers on it and like a blue and green background, but we don't usually put our drinks on it.
I see.
We don't really use the coasters.
Is it more like a work of art rather than a coaster, like you put it on your wall or something?
Yeah.
Right.
But we also have, I have a four-pack of Michael Shelley coasters and a four-pack of Wake and Bake coasters.
Oh, I didn't know.
The Michael Shelley coasters are like this kind of white, I don't know what the material
right,
is, but
right.
they get pretty grody and brown.
They do quickly. Soak through, and like so I said, they do complain a lot, these coasters. They tend to go, you know, like Michael does sometimes. But
right. But the Wake and Bake coasters are kind of this thin cork, and those
right,
don't change colors. They're phenomenal
right.
quality.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, everything that comes out of that show is of high quality. Why not the, you know, the coaster itself? Maybe Boochie should do some coasters.
Well, we need the Boochie coaster.
Next year. Booch coaster. That doesn't work. All right, you have a bunch of, you have a rich, a flamboyance of
plethora.
Coasters. A plethora. But do you want to put one of your drinks, you or Spencer, want to put your drinks on one of Boochie's beautiful hand-bought coasters?
We would love to. Spencer is actually holding a drink right now that would be perfect for a Booch coaster.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so I'm going to do one, and it looks like it's a Picasso. I mean, not Picasso. Van Gogh's Starry Night, one of those, one of the deep cuts of Van Gogh. And so you can put the drink right down on that. You ready?
That's perfect. He has a guava Jarritos. That would go perfect.
Oh, I love those. All right. All right, go ahead, Spencer. Put it down.
Okay.
Man, look at that. It works. You know what? Everybody has the urge to put a drink down on the actual Van Gogh Starry Night, but now this is the next best thing.
This is beautiful.
All right, Michael Spencer.
Really
phenomenal. All right. Bye guys. Thank you for laying your burning down on yeah, right. Colorado Bucci.
Hey Bucci, it's Franco.
Hey Franco, how are you doing?
I'm kind of sleepy. I just woke up,
mm-hmm.
but I'm hearing the topic.
Good. Do you have anything you want to put down on one of these coasters I got here? Line up like a line of chorus girls.
Okay, I have a bottle of Trader Joe's water, and it really doesn't need a coaster, but. Just to be a good sport, I'll put it on the coaster, okay?
All right. Well, all right. Don't make me force you to do something you don't want to do. I don't want to do it.
Well, I don't use coasters ever.
Well,
look,
I could
I
have told you that. That is not surprising
kitchen table,
to me.
And I built all the furniture.
Right.
So it's just like I can put drinks anywhere I want them in my house.
Right. So you've designed a life. You've kind of turned your whole house into a coaster, sort of.
More or less.
Right.
True. It's like my my motto has always been, the floor is just the biggest shelf in the house, you know?
Right, right.
I think that tells you a lot.
Right. Like they say, why don't they make the entire plane out of the black box material? Why don't they make an entire house out of a coaster?
Yeah.
Right.
And then it would be easier to find and prove that people that were in...
Jeez, Franco, jeez.
I'm sorry.
It's
I just
all right.
Woke
I got
up.
It. I got
Come on,
it.
Man.
All right. Quick, put a quick, put your bottle of Trader Joe's water.
I swore
water
I
down.
Wasn't going to talk about that idiot, but here I went and did it anyway.
All right. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
I wish we could, there you go. It's perfect. I wish we could put a coaster, you know,
in my mouth.
Yeah, well, let's not, don't say mouth. All right, Franco,
okay.
Nice to hear from you. Bye. I can't believe it. I caught that. I'm almost 100% sure I caught that. I have all, you know what? Call up 201-209-9368. Got a bunch of coasters. I got a coaster that is shaped like an iPhone. Well, it is an iPhone. It's one of my broken ones. I have one that says Bucci, of course.
Bucci.
It actually says Uchi because I lost a B in a move, but. Caller Yagabuchi.
Okay.
Hey, who's this?
Oh, it's Zachary Sadly. I didn't time that. I apologize. I didn't know Franco was on hold.
All right. So, Zachary, I feel like you probably live a life of squalor. So you're probably just putting things down anywhere you want. So do you...
Dirtbag proud, Bucci.
Right.
Dirtbag proud.
So I'm going to give you a chance to act like a rich person, Aunt Bucci,
okay.
And put this thing down on a little... on something that'll really complement your drink. And not only does this thing protect the wood, but it also kind of sets off the drink itself. Like, you have a bunch of trophies, participation trophies, and you don't put them on the floor. You put them in a cabinet. You want to display them, right?
A curio cabinet. You got to load them up.
Right, like a curio cabinet for your drinks.
Hmm. That's a good way of putting it.
I know.
Now, is this one of the in-law gift coasters?
No. Well, I have one of those, but I didn't bring. I don't like my mother-in-law.
I mean, that was a great call.
I don't. I don't know about that. I keep that one at home because I don't want to break it or lose it or anything like that.
Ah, understood.
So, what do you got there, Zachary? What do you want to put down on one of my coasters here?
Well, I have. It was after dinner, so I was just drinking some oat milk.
Uh huh. You drink oat milk after dinner. That's your after dinner. That's an appetite.
Yeah,
that's a digestif.
Yes, yeah, for the stomach. Yeah, you know, it's gets you going. Clears out the mouth.
Don't say
then,
mouth.
Then you can eat your. I eat banana and chocolate and peanut butter for dessert.
Okay. All right, Zachary, put your oat milk down now. I'm one of my coasters. I have one that
you have a Bosch one.
No, it looks like a leaf. It looks like a big palm leaf, you know, and it's made of felt.
Oh, I'm allergic to palm. I can't do that.
No, it's just made of felt. Are you allergic to felt?
I haven't tried felt.
You're probably allergic
to
being
to
felt. Bucci. All right. Why don't you put this down, and it will everybody's happy, and then we can move on to the next call. Zachary, put it down. You're just holding it above the coaster, 2 inches above the coaster. Put it down, down, put it down. All right, there we go.
Oh.
See, doesn't that feel better?
It does.
All right, goodbye.
It does. Thank you.
All right. Caller, you got Bucci. We're putting coasters down. We're putting drinks down on coasters. Keep screwing up. Yes, who's this?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Who's this?
Oh, I'm Tom from Denville.
Hi, Tom. All right, Tom. Go ahead.
So, question for the coasters?
Yes. I wish they
are
could
any
answer
of them made
questions.
Of either clay
I wish
or wood?
A coaster would do the show.
Or ceramic?
Yes, I have a ceramic. Like I won, I have kind of a French ceramic one. I have one that has a little delicate leaf on it, and I have one that looks like it's porcelain, and it looks like a monster, a claw, and then when you put the coaster down, we put the drink down on it, it slowly closes like a Venus flytrap.
Right? Oh, I want that one.
You want
That's
that one?
That's the one I want.
That's the good one, right? All right, here we go. All right, what do you have to
so
drink?
Hold on.
Whoa.
So
what
wait,
are you putting
there's
down?
There's a catch with my drink.
Uh-huh. Always
there's a
catch.
Lot of condensation on the glass. There's a lot of ice in my Diet Coke.
But that's good. A coaster is literally begging for your drink.
Begging on its monster knees.
Yeah, it's on its, yes. So why don't you put it down? But unfortunately, when you put this thing down, this monster hand's going to close up and you're not going to get the drink back.
Now, I've just had surgery on my right arm and I'm a righty. Am
That's
I going to have a hard
violation.
Time getting it out? Because maybe this isn't the coaster for me then.
This is the coaster for you. Trust me,
I
can hear you, and I can know that this is what you want. You want something that's special. You can go out to the bars, and you can tell, boy, I put a drink down on a coaster the other day. It was the craziest coaster. Where are you going? Why are you walking away? Stuff like that.
Because I'm going to get my monster coaster.
Right.
That's why I'm
All right, put
away.
It down.
All right, one, two. It's down. I feel so much better.
All right, goodbye. We're putting things down on coasters.
Whoa. What are you doing? Put a coaster down. Please, I've told you several times. It took me a long time to make this table. I don't want a bunch of ring stains on it. Here, have this one.
Come on.
No, don't put it next to the drink. Put it under the drink. Do I have to explain how coasters work? No, don't put it on the floor. Why would you put it on the floor? No, don't put it in front of your eyes like you have coaster eyes.
Come
put
on.
It on the, no.
Stop.
Don't put them on either side of your head like Mickey Mouse
no.
ears.
Stop.
No. What?
Stop.
What? You're going? What? You're mad. You're mad at me.
Why can't I get this thing?
Because I don't want a coffee ring on my tone.
Come on.
I don't have a tone. If
Turn
I do have a tone,
off.
It's a concerned tone. I have a tone of concern. Okay, fine. Fine. No, you're right. You're right.
Wrong one. All right.
I'm sorry.
Caller Yugabuchi.
Yeah, hi. This is George in Los Angeles.
Hey, George. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was going to tell you about what I'm drinking today and hope that you you have a coaster.
The perfect coaster for your drink. Yes, that's what I'm here for. Go for it.
Today the drink is it's a cup of coffee. It's from the Huila region of Colombia. It was produced by a really innovative producer named Nestor Lasso out of the Finca El Diviso farm. It was a thermal shock washed process, which actually is a process I don't know. And the coffee's of the pink Bourbon variety, which is quite good.
And
it's
very
got the notes they give on the from the roaster, which is Box Roasters here in Los Angeles, is juicy pink peppercorn, jasmine, and watermelon. I'm also getting something a little bit like a basil out of it.
And
but, the pink peppercorn
what
really
do
shines.
You have?
It's a lovely coffee.
What, that sounds very rich. I bet it has one of the top five mouthfeels that you've.
Very, very good mouthfeel.
So,
it tingles a little bit, but it's also
okay. So, what is the vessel for this premium? I hope you're not drinking it out of your hands or something. I hope you
have a nice
vessel.
Thank you for asking me. Actually.
Well, that's the whole point of the show.
It's a rather well-made ceramic mug from a company called Acme. They specialize in cupping mugs. It's a very thick ceramic that preserves the thermal mass.
Okay, so I have a perfect one. I have something perfect for it because it sounds like such an exotic and fancy brew. I'm going to give you something very fancy. I have a nice wood one, but it's very nice. It's very thick. It's a bloodwood. Have you ever seen bloodwood? It's from Africa generally. It's very, very dark blood wood.
Really?
And it says, live, laugh, 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 love.
And this is written on the wood, or is it like the wood? How does it say this?
It's etched. And then on the back it also says, it just has laughing at it. So do you want it to go on that?
Well, that sounds very nice. I have one question about this, though, which is, you know, if the coaster's made of wood, and the whole point of a coaster is to keep the wood of your table from getting ruined, isn't the coaster going to sort of get ruined by the drink?
I have to move on. Thanks. Caller Igabuchi.
Oh, what's up, Bucci?
Yeah, hey, who's this? Is this Hero again? Hey, Downtown Double G. How you doing, Downtown?
I'm doing all right. I got a bev for you.
Yep.
Well, for me, it's my bev. I'm not giving it.
Oh, you're using the street slang. Okay, well, put that bev down on my C.
All right.
Oh, God.
So I collect a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I've been holding on to this gulp cup from the late 2000s.
Okay.
You
what
know?
Is it? So, is it like an Avatar big gulp or something? Like what is it?
Yeah, it's a James Cameron edition. Yeah.
Okay.
So inside the cup, I have Bloody Mary because I need those, otherwise I can start shaking. It's
a lot of tomato
Bloody
juice
Mary
on this show.
With raspberry vodka.
Yeah.
Candied bacon.
I really don't need to know the entire content, all the contents of this thing. You know, I just kind of, like, it doesn't, that's the beautiful thing about coasters. You know what I'm saying?
Highlighting coasters. So it's a raspberry Bloody Mary and a giant big gulp.
Okay, great.
Cameron edition.
And it's a big one. Let me see. I have a big one. Let's see. I have
this
one.
This is like a big, big gulp, though. Large gulp.
Would you like to put your coaster down on the coaster that's shaped like the band The Coasters? Because that's pretty big.
Is it the James Cameron edition?
No. It's not the James Cameron edition of the band The Coasters. It's, let me see.
Do you have one that's like the door that Rose was on, like for Titanic, to keep it within?
No, I told. Well, wait. Yes, I do. That's weird. I do have one. All right. It looks like it looks like Rose from Titanic or Kate Winslet. Actually, I think it's Kate Winslet from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. But you don't care, right?
I'll take that one. I love
All right.
that movie.
Yeah, me too. All right, there it goes. Wow, that it's kind of hanging off the edge. Ooh, I don't like the looks of that. All right, goodbye. Sometimes I wish I could put a coaster under my life to protect me from the elements and the cruelness of the world.
Bucci adage.
Put your drink down on Bucci's coasters.
We've been putting coasters down on tables Now, are you going to put Needles Down on Records with Billy Jam on WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org? Billy Jam's next up. Who listens to Bucci?
You, Ducci.